Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Market Maker's Edge is a 2003 trading book by Josh Lukman, a Wall Street market maker and short-term trader aimed at readers who want to understand how professional liquidity providers think and operate. Unlike general investing guides, it focuses on the sell side of the market, showing how market makers, often called the axe, influence price movement, manage inventory, and exploit short-term opportunities. The book blends technical analysis, market structure insight, and practical risk control, with an emphasis on timing entries and exits rather than long-term portfolio construction. Its purpose is not to promise easy profits, but to explain the behavior and methods that active traders need to recognize if they want to compete more effectively in fast-moving markets. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how market makers use their position to shape short-term price action. The book's central idea is that market makers do not merely observe the market. They help create the trading environment in which others participate. Lukman explains the logic of the axe. The dealer or market maker who stands between buyers and sellers and therefore has access to order flow, spread capture, and inventory management decisions that ordinary traders rarely see. This perspective matters because it shifts analysis away from simple chart watching and toward market microstructure. Price movement is not treated as random noise, but as something that can reflect professional positioning, liquidity needs, and the search for better risk control. For the reader, the practical value lies in learning to think about what a market maker needs in order to make money, since that often reveals why a stock is being supported, pressured, or allowed to drift. The book's sell-side viewpoint is what makes it unusual within trading literature. Secondly, four signals for identifying a developing trend before it becomes obvious. A major promise of the book is the identification of four signals that can help traders recognize a developing trend early enough to participate with better timing. While the available descriptions do not support a detailed reconstruction of each signal, the broader point is clear. Lukman is trying to teach traders how to read repeated market behavior before it becomes widely recognized. This is consistent with the book's technical orientation, where price action, volume, and related clues are used to judge whether movement is building or failing. The emphasis is not on prediction in the abstract, but on evidence that a move is gaining sponsorship and may continue. That distinction is important because active traders often need a framework for entry, not just a directional opinion, by focusing on early trend recognition. The book addresses one of the core problems of short-term trading, avoiding late entries that leave little room for profit and too much exposure to reversal. The method is practical, not theoretical. Thirdly, combining fundamental and technical analysis to improve trade selection. The book is not presented as a pure charting manual. One of its defining features is the attempt to combine fundamental and technical analysis, so that trades are not based only on patterns or only on business outlook. In practice, this means using fundamental information to decide what is worth attention, then using technical evidence to decide when to act. That combination is important in a market maker framework because professionals are often sensitive to both the underlying story and the immediate supply-demand balance in the tape. A stock may have strong fundamentals, but without a favorable technical setup, it may still be a poor trade. Conversely, a technically attractive move can be weakened if the broader context is unsupportive. Lukman's approach suggests that active traders should avoid false separation between analysis types and instead use each for its strongest purpose. Fundamentals help define the candidate list, while technicals help refine timing, confirmation, and exit discipline. That layered process is one of the book's most useful structural ideas. Fourthly, risk control as the foundation of profitable short-term trading. Risk management is treated as essential rather than secondary, which is appropriate for a book written from the perspective of a professional trader working in a volatile environment. Lukman repeatedly centers the idea that controlling losses is part of controlling the trading environment. This means setting up trades so that the downside is limited before the position is entered, rather than hoping a bad trade will recover. For short-term traders, this mindset is critical because the margin for error is small, and market makers themselves are highly aware of adverse selection and inventory risk. The book therefore frames risk control as a competitive necessity, not a defensive afterthought. Readers can expect to see the importance of disciplined exits, minimum risk entry points, and an understanding of how quickly conditions can change. In a category where many books emphasize chart patterns or profit targets, this one stands out for placing loss prevention on equal footing with opportunity. That makes it especially relevant to traders who need a repeatable process rather than isolated trade ideas. Lastly, recurring technical patterns and the timing of entry and exit points. The practical trading edge in the book comes from learning to recognize recurring patterns that can be used to time entries and exits with greater precision. Lukman presents trading as a process of reading repetition in market behavior, then acting when the odds and risk profile are most favorable. This is more specific than simply following a trend, because timing determines whether a trade has enough room to work before momentum fades or reverses. The book's focus on minimum risk and maximum profit reflects a trade management mindset if a setup is attractive. The trader still needs to know where the trade becomes invalid and where gains should be realized. That kind of structure helps avoid emotional decision-making during live markets, because the book comes from a market maker's perspective. The patterns are not treated as abstract textbook formations, but as recurring behaviors that reflect real participation and liquidity conditions. For active traders, that makes the framework more concrete and operational. In conclusion, the market maker's edge is best suited for active traders, short-term speculators, and serious market students who want to understand how professional market makers influence pricing and opportunity. It's especially useful for readers who already know basic charting or trading terminology and now want a more realistic view of how trades are actually shaped by liquidity, order flow, and risk management. The book offers practical benefits in three main areas. It sharpens timing, improves awareness of market maker behavior, and reinforces disciplined loss control. Compared with many trading books that rely on generic chart patterns or broad motivational advice, this one is more specific about the sell side and about the trader's need to think like a professional participant rather than a passive observer. Its distinctive value lies in that insider orientation. Instead of treating the market as a simple battleground between bulls and bears, it explains the mechanics of how an informed intermediary can maintain an edge. That makes it a strong fit for traders looking for a more grounded, structurally informed approach to short-term decision-making. If you would like to support Josh Lukman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.